All right, round two. Let's see if this works this time. We have some new equipment. And apparently, the last time we were a little glitchy, and everybody can only hear one out of every three or four words that we were saying. So if you are in here and watching, please let me know if you can hear me clearly or if I'm glitchy, or just stop by and say hey. So anyways, I'm Craig Eubanks, if you couldn't tell by the little ticker here, but this is Fence Guy Friday, and we are filling in our customers, just let them know what's going on, and maybe our future customers, our family, friends, everybody, just letting them know what's going on here at Eubanks Fencing. So I think I already said in my last one, but we got some new equipment, and we are trying this stuff out, and I don't know how well it works. So anyways, we are going to first off start off, and let's go ahead and give a another shout out to all of our sponsors, and we appreciate you guys. So we don't have any sponsors. I'm just kidding. So there's nothing to give there. Oh, I don't know if you could hear that or not. So yes, it's cool equipment. So we're excited to get this thing rolling, maybe grow it a little bit bigger, and talk about other things than fence sometimes if people want to. So, hey, those of you that are watching, if I am coming in clear, let me know. If not, if I'm glitchy again, let me know. So I took a break, called Road, and got some things figured out. So anyways, I wanted to fill everybody in. So we have a TikTok out right now. If you guys want to go check out our TikTok, it's pretty funny. If you're familiar with the Mr. George TikTok series, it's great. So maybe reference that first and then check ours out. But the guys have a lot of fun filming the TikToks and stuff. So we appreciate all the support that we've gotten with it. Jorge is the star in the current one. And then Angel is the cross-eyed fella. So he's not really cross-eyed. He was just playing around as a joke. So yeah, follow us on social media, Facebook, TikTok, we're on YouTube. If you're too business, then follow us on LinkedIn because we're on there as well. So I'm sure most of you have already seen maybe our event that we have coming up June 30th. So we're 16 days away. We rented out, well, we are co-hosting with a friend of ours. She's in insurance. So if you guys need some insurance while you're there, get her contact info. She'll take care of you. But yes, we are co-hosting June 30th from 6 to 8 p.m. If you support the show, if you support the company, you have a fence from us, you're thinking about getting one next week, 3 years from now, it doesn't matter. Go ahead and come on out. So, and enjoy the time. They've got three or four slides, I think. Maybe two or three, four. I'm not sure. So they do have a lazy river. They have a kid area for the little ones. And then I think over on the side, they have like a diving board and some lines if you want to do some laps and stuff and get some cardio in. So yeah, come check it out and hang out with us. I'll have the whole family there. I know some of our team members are coming too, and they're going to swim as well. So if you guys want to come swimming with us, June 30th, 6 to 8 p.m., Freedom Springs, Greenwood, Indiana. Come check it out. And then I was going to also go into, again, guys, no one is commenting, but if you guys can hear me fine, somebody say, hey, we can hear you just fine. Or if it's glitchy again, let me know. Either way, it'd be great if somebody could let me know. Stain jobs. So exciting news. I know I show like one demeanor most of the time and I don't get all crazy or anything, but staining. So we do pre-staining, and I'll be honest, it is quite messy. At our shop, it gets everywhere. We run it through our pre-stain machine and things like that. When our guys do it, they're covered in head to toe with stain. We had an incident with one guy mixing two stain colors, so it put us behind. So now we are also going to offer staining a fence that's already up. So if you have a fence and you want it stained, contact us and we will get a guy out there. We only need to know really how many sections the fence is. And then, so if you can step out in the backyard and count how many sections you got, call us, say, hey, I've got 25 sections. I need stain. We'll let you pick out between 17 to our 22 different colors, I think it is, somewhere around there. But we can get you set up and get you rolling. So that way your stain or your fence can get stained and get some more years out of it. So we are rolling through this faster now that this is literally take two since the first one, we screwed up. And just to be honest, I don't know if I should say we screwed up, but we did. And everybody couldn't hear me. Sound was all glitchy. I'm new to a lot of this stuff and I'm actually recording from home today because our internet is down at our office. So can't record there. Again, if you guys are in here, drop and say, hey, let us know. We appreciate the support, you guys watching us and stuff. I've seen several people go in and out of here. I just can't see who you are. It just says like, hey, you got a couple people watching on Facebook or you got people watching on YouTube or whatever it is. So, yeah. I don't know if I should talk about this or not, but I'm going to let our customers know and be kind of vulnerable for you guys. But we are a little backed up. So we have tried very hard to get things caught up. And then we just run into little situations like we had a main fiber line going right along one of our customers' yards, right where the fence already was that was installed by another company. So then we had to wait for them to come out and then they had to try to move the line and they couldn't move it for whatever reason. So we ended up trying to move some other jobs around and things just got kind of crazy, to be honest. So we are trying our hardest to get everybody completed in a timely manner. I know right now we are booking out about 6 to 8 weeks, somewhere in that time frame. So if you're willing to wait for a beautiful fence, then let us know because we will build it and have a lifetime warranty on our craftsmanship. And all of our materials have warranties on them as well, which we can send that information out to you and get you set up. So we would love to build you a fence, which we have. I mean, we've been getting estimates in. People have been contacting us and we're just trying to take care of everybody. And I know it's a lot on our plate, but we are growing tremendously and we want to keep being there for everybody. Cause we know that a lot of the fence companies, don't have a great name. So we're trying to change that. And I know we aren't the best at times with our communication. I know that we need to get back and getting better at that. So we are going to try our hardest and make sure that we can give you guys the best experience that you can get here in Indianapolis or Greenwood, Noblesville, Westfield, Zionsville, Whiteland. I mean, everywhere around. So obviously Greenwood, that's where our shop is. But yeah, see what else we got here for our notes. We already talked about our shout out to our sponsors. I don't know if you guys could hear it or not, but it's got little crickets. I think it's pretty funny, but it's just me. We do still have this pretty cool thing too. Everybody loves a good air horn. But yeah, some cool things too that we're going to be doing at Eubanks Fencing is we're going to start getting more into the commercial world. Thanks to our friends at Simpalo. It's a software that we're going to use to start bidding on more commercial projects. that can help read blueprints faster and dig through all the hundreds of pages or more sometimes that you get with those projects. So if you know any general contractors or anything looking for a good fence company, please refer us. We would greatly appreciate it and keep them going. So we also are into temporary fence. So if you guys need some temp fence, let us know. And usually you see that fence around new construction builds and stuff. But yeah, we would love to get that out to you as well. So again, it's Friday. Do we have any cool, let's see, do we have any cool Friday stuff? Let's see. No, that's not cool. That's not cool either. So, anyways, yeah, so if you guys got any questions, I don't know how far this mic goes or how well you can hear me or not, but we will get this thing figured out eventually. So, fun news, we're moving. So, not the company, but me personally. And then we're going to change the setup for the studio at the new house. We will have a room for the studio, for the office, stuff like that. So, hopefully by then we'll have everything figured out for you guys. Also, in other cool news, I wish we had like a. No, that's a record scratch. Anyways, and cool news, yours truly will be on a podcast called Powerhouse, Powerhouse Fence Podcast, I believe is what it's called. I just call it Powerhouse, but Dan and Zach run that out of Memphis, Tennessee, and they run Memphis Fence Company. But yeah, we're going to be on their podcast on Thursday, the 20th. So if you guys want to hear our story a little bit, you should check it out and see see what it's all about. So, and then also, I know that a lot of maybe our local people here, our customers and stuff won't know, but I do plan on having some guests on here. So we're going to have, I don't know if you guys can see this or not, but we have the FWA, Fence Workers Association. It's ran by Brian out of Las Vegas Fence. And then we are also, him and Susan K. Worley are going to jump on here, which they are two, what I call two of the big dogs in our industry. So they're going to come on and kind of share their story and stuff and talk about fence and other things and stuff. So, and then we're also going to have, so a lot of you know that I have a business coach, or coaches, I guess, with his Purple Coaching. It's Robert Michael Whitaker. They are out of Texas. So I'm going to have, probably have Michael on sometime, just to talk about business and things and helping some of the smaller guys and stuff. And I mean, in any kind of line of work, because he actually did landscaping and sold his company. So his brother owns a fence company, which Michael did fence too, but they branched off and stuff. But you can learn more about that later. So again, guys, if you're here, drop in, say hey. If you got any questions for me, can be about fence, can be about the Colts, Pacers, anything that anything you guys want to chat about. Got a couple more minutes here. And then we will hop off and order some pizza and load up a storage pod because we're moving. So I'm sure the wife will be ready to do that. Let's see. Where did my notes? All right. So again, just to recap some things, we're offering staining, pre-stain, and we can come out and stain your fence after it's put up for about six to eight months after it's up. We need to get some good weather in there to dry it out. So keep that in mind. So give us a call, tell your friends, hey, your fence is starting to look a little gray. It's about that time. Let's think about staining that thing. So probably before it gets gray. But Check us out on social media. Please like, share, all of our stuff on Facebook, which we appreciate all the support that you guys give us. But yeah, we're doing TikToks and we're going to start dropping, YouTube videos, more of explaining our process and like what the different styles of fence are and things like that to help answer more questions for you guys. So, and then we also talked about the pool party coming up, June 30th from 6 to 8 PM, Freedom Springs, Greenwood, Indiana. If you are a friend of the show, if you are a future customer, an ex-customer, I don't want to say ex-customer because you're still our customer. So anybody can come. So feel free to come. We can talk about fence a little bit, or we can just do cannonballs and stuff in the pool and have a good time. So that's June 30th, 6 to 8 PM. Come check it out. And then I love doing this one. Let's give one more shout out to our sponsors of the show. I'm just kidding. We don't have any sponsors. We're not that cool yet. So hopefully we will eventually. But and we talked about how busy we are and how we at Eubanks Fencing needs to get a little bit better at communicating with you guys and making sure that you guys are up to date on what's going on, because sometimes we do get so busy, we just lose track of things, and we're just trying to hurry up and get fence in the ground for you guys and get it built perfect. So if you guys have any questions, are you ready for a fence, reach out to us, 317-721-5156. You can reach out on social media, and then I'll forward that over to Jessica because she keeps everything organized for us here at Eubanks Fencing. So even those of you that text me, I forward all that straight to Jessica. So if you have our phone number, please just reach out to that, because that's all I do anyways, because she takes care of the scheduling, everything for us. So, and then you can also visit our website, fencingbyeubanks.com. Check that out. There's different styles of fence on there, what we do. And then obviously there's a contact us page. So you can go on there, contact us. We're not a pushy company. So if you're not ready or you just want to get pricing and see what it's going to be like, then reach out to us and we'll get you taken care of. So let's see, it's been 20 minutes, which that's a long time for us. We'll probably make it a little longer when we have actual guests, because it's super weird sitting here just talking and no one to interact with. Because I've seen that there's been several people on here likening it and checking in, things like that. So if you guys got anything to or any questions, feel free to ask. Then, yeah, I'm going to check my notes one more time to make sure I didn't pass up anything. And then if I didn't, we're going to go order some pizza. And like I said, we're going to pack since we're moving. But let's see. All right. Looks like some people. That's so weird about this program too, is that you can't literally see like who's watching. You just see that people are watching, which is kind of creepy. You guys just sneak in and watch and then like don't say anything and then just take off. Even if you drop a hey, a hi, whatever. That's always greatly appreciated. So, but yeah, if you guys don't have anything, thank you. Again, one last time, June 30th, Freedom Springs, come do cannonballs. Don't dive in. I don't want nobody to get hurt. 6 to 8 PM. Yeah, we'll be there. So, and we'll probably do another announcement maybe a day or two before. So yeah. Thank you guys for tuning in. Another Fence Guy Friday brought to you by Eubanks Fencing. So thank you guys. Hopefully you can hear that. I mean, that's what I'm dancing.